Well, as senators prepare to vote on that spending bill, just outside the Capitol tomorrow, there will be protesters gathered for the Justice for All March. A coalition of civil rights groups organized the march, which comes just over a week after a New York grand jury declined to indict a police officer in the death of Eric Garner, sparking demonstrations around the country. Dr. Roger Mitchell is chief medical examiner for Washington, D.C., and an advisor to the Hip Hop Caucus, which is part of the coalition putting on the march this weekend. He's with us from Washington. Dr. Mitchell, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Well, what are you hoping to accomplish with this march that hasn't already been accomplished in the many demonstrations since Ferguson?
Like any other demonstration, it's to maintain this issue in the public consciousness. It also allows for individuals that may have not been able to participate on local marches, whether they happened here in D.C. or other cities throughout the nation, allow them to come out. And then probably the third prong is to bring it to a national attention. Anytime there's a march in Washington, D.C., the public consciousness realize that this needs to be brought to a national level.
This march has been compared to the marches in Washington in 1964 and 65 that led to the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Do you see them in that way? And what do you think can really come out of this march this weekend?
Well, I think that any march, any demonstration, if long-standing, strong, and viable policy comes out of a demonstration or a march, is a win for the American people.
But do you see this on the level of those marches in the 60s that led to real victories in the civil rights movement?
I think it's yet to be seen, Jeremy, quite frankly. You know, we're not going to know what the impact on this march or the multiple demonstrations. I think that you have to talk about not just this particular demonstration, but the demonstrations that are occurring throughout the country and say, is this a time, with all that is going on, where visibility of a demonstration doesn't need to be in one place nowadays because of where we are with technology.
But what would you like to see concrete come out of this from your federal government?
Well, I think that the Hip Hop Caucus and the coalition of partners want to see a comprehensive, multidisciplinary approach to law enforcement of all communities in the country. And then in particular, ensuring that there is proper data collection surrounding the death and injury of its citizens.
That's Dr. Roger Mitchell, who is the chief medical examiner for Washington, D.C. He's representing the Hip Hop Caucus, which is part of the coalition calling for this Saturday's March for Justice in Washington. Dr. Mitchell, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No, it's my pleasure, Jeremy. We appreciate it.